This is Twit.
This week there was huge news. We all woke up this week to find out that Jeff Bezos and Amazon had bought Whole Foods for over $13 billion. We were wondering if he was dabbling in retail. They opened a bookstore. They opened this very interesting, cashierless store for their grocery store.
It's called the Ghost Store, which uses cameras that you just grab things off the shelf.
Right.
So you don't need to scan barcodes even.
And people were wondering, hey, is this, you know, these stores, is he just experimenting or is this actually a takeover plan? Is this real business? Peter, when you saw this announcement, what did you think?
I mean, it was a bold move, right? Because, like you said, we've seen Amazon make these sort of tentative steps into retail. And I think a lot of us thought that their plan would be to roll out, you know, these Amazon stores like the, you know, the bookstores and things like that and start to do this in more at a slower pace.
I mean,
they've dived right in with Whole Foods. I think the speculation is that, and I tend to agree with, is that this gives them a big footprint for being able to do groceries, right, for doing the rollout, but also to be able to add logistics to all these very affluent neighborhoods.
It's like a last mile play in a
way.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because now they have hundreds of stores that are within, I don't know what percentage of the population lives within driving distance of a Whole Foods. Let's call it 30 miles.
I mean, there's 431 Whole Foods in the U.S. and abroad, and very few are overseas. So it's mainly in the U.S. But these are mainly in affluent neighborhoods, which reach out to rich customers.
Right.
But it's also valuable real estate in and of itself. And if
they
wanted to launch 431 logistics centers,
how long would that take? I mean, if
it would take years and cost
them. If
they
launched two or three a month, it would take forever.
Yeah. So they're diving right in.
Brian, when you look at this and you see Instacart, which is extremely popular here in the Bay Area and a number of other places, Instacart has a multi-year deal.
Right.
Instacart is loved, and they seem to have figured something out.
Right.
It was kind of terrible in the beginning. They got everything wrong. Over time, the shoppers have gotten better. Is this the end of Instacart? Is there any way Instacart comes out of this ahead in your mind?
Oh, absolutely. And it's because if you look at in Florida, right, Universal Studios had a deal with Marvel. They had Marvel's Islands of Adventure. Then Disney goes and buys Marvel.
Right.
But they can't put Marvel rides in Disney World.
Oh.
So you go to Disney World in Florida, and you can do everything but Avengers, Iron Man, superhero stuff. You have to go to Universal for that because they have a multi-year deal.
Right.
So that's a weird situation, right? But then it gives them the opportunity, Instacart, to go to everybody who isn't Amazon and Whole Foods and lock them all up.
Right.
So I think that lights a fire under everybody else to start working with Instacart, and it gives them a big out to be whatever – let's say – Amazon ends up, Whole Foods ends up 50% of the market, 50% of the rest, the other 50% is Instacart.
Yes, yeah, that was my hot take on it as well, which is I think Instacart just got twice as valuable.
Correct.
Now somebody has to buy them. Target,
Walmart,
obviously. What do you think, Dave?
So this is a classic all ships rise with the tide.
Yeah.
For a while, I was the in-house inventor at Radio Shack.
Right.
And there were some rumors that Amazon would use Radio Shack stores while they were going through bankruptcy as distribution centers.
Mm.
Now, if you think about what Whole Foods stores are like today, they're congested. They're packed with merchandise, packed with product. So I think this is only going to be part of Amazon's Fresh program.